Eyes closed, mind relaxed. Invoke Bhagwan and Puja Gurudev's grace. Sit with firm resolve. Take slow, deep breaths, Anulom Vilom, 5 times. Now breathe through the right, slow, deep breaths. Pay attention to the gap. Now we'll alternate. Hands on the knees, fingers in chin mudra position, thumb and forefinger together, and 3 fingers straight. Consciously relax the body. The toes up to the hips. Carefully relax the legs. The back muscles from the neck all the way down. From the shoulders all the way down to the fingers. Relax the whole arm. the abdomen and chest muscles. The face and neck and forehead. Relax. Pay attention to the whole body from the head to the toe. Completely relax. Be a witness of this body. I am separate from this body. Body is my equipment. Today's shloka is from the Kaivalya Upanishad. A student who has reached enlightenment, what is his or her thought pattern? Anoraniyam ahameva tatva mahanaham vishvamaham vichitram puratanoham ahameva ishah. Hiranmayoham Shivarupam asmi. He says all the qualities of Brahman belong to me. Anoraniyam. I am subtler than the subtlest. I am smaller than the smallest. Brahman is the most subtle. In the entire universe, it supports even space inside the body and outside. I am bigger than the biggest. Brahman extends beyond space, beyond the universe, beyond the 14 worlds, and sustains them all. Is subtlest, cannot be known or experienced. But I am that. Vishvamaham Vichitram, this entire beautiful collection of things that constitutes this universe and 14 worlds, I am that. Because I am Brahman. Puratanoham. I am the most ancient. I was there before time. Much before this body came into existence. And I will stay even when this body perishes. I am immortal. I am the Lord of this body and the entire universe. Ishaha. Hiranmayoha. I am of the nature of brilliance, consciousness, illumination. I illumine this body and all other bodies of all plants, birds, animals, fish, humans. I am the illuminator. In my presence, this body functions, and all bodies function in my presence. Because I am that Atma, the consciousness. I am one with Brahman. I use this body to work in the world, but I am not the body. Just as I am not the car, but I use the car and I take care of the car. Same way I maintain the body, take care of it, use it. But I am not the body. Even when the body perishes, I still remain. I am the eternal Atma. Shiva Rupam Asmi. Kaivalya Upanishad is dedicated to Lord Shiva. So I am the Lord Shiva who, in the Shivaling form, is the entire universe. Shivling represents the formless, all-pervading Lord. That I am. The word Shiva also means auspicious. So the Lord within is all auspiciousness. When I connect with Bhagwan, within, My mind is filled with auspicious thoughts. Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. May everyone be happy. I notice my oneness with the entire universe. I, as the Atma, the consciousness, not this body, mind, intellect, equipment. So let us stay in silence for the next few minutes. Contemplate upon the qualities of Brahman, which I am. And detach from the body, the fluctuations of the mind and the intellect. And stay connected with God within, Brahman, the total consciousness. Let the mind enjoy the peaceful presence of Bhagavan within. शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। Keep these thoughts of the Kaivalya Upanishad in your mind. I am Atma, I am consciousness, and I am not this body. Have no fear of even death, because I don't die. If you have a chance, read the Kaivalya Upanishad with Gurudev's commentary. The whole Upanishad is dedicated to meditation. Hari Om.